Now, today was the deadline for SARS to hand over former President Jacob Zuma's tax files. Just a reminder that the Pretoria High Court made that order about 2 weeks ago now, telling the Revenue Service it must supply the tax records from 2010 to 2018 to the Financial Mail and Amabungane. And of course, we've all been waiting to see what would happen. Would SARS hand over the files? Would they lodge an appeal? It looks like it is the latter, but let's get an update on the facts from Karen Moore, expert legal journalist who joins me on the line now. Always great to chat to you, Karen. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Just briefly remind us of what's led us to this point for those who haven't been following the nitty-gritty of the last few weeks.
Well, essentially what happened was that Amabungane and the Arena Holdings, which Financial Mail, brought an application to compel SARS to hand over Jacob Zuma's tax records after it lodged a prior application, an application under the promotion of promotion of access to information, to get access to those records. They won in the High Court, and the judge in that case, Judge Norman Davis, giving a very far-reaching ruling that essentially said that the Tax Administration Act and the Promotion of Access to Information Act were in fact unconstitutional in that they blanketly denied access to tax records through PIA. And of course, that case has now been kicked up to the Constitutional Court because the court will have to evaluate whether or not confirms that ruling and orders the amendments that Judge Davis has asked for. We now know, of course, that SARS has filed a notice of opposition to the confirmation of that decision. It has simultaneously also filed an appeal against the judge's orders that it hands over Jacob Zuma's tax records, saying that given that there's still a major question mark over the constitutionality of PIA and the TAA, that it would be really problematic for it to hand over those records in circumstances where there still needs to be a confirmation on the court's orders and Jacob Zuma's rights may be adversely affected in a very profound manner if the court indeed finds that Davis was wrong.
Okay. I mean, Karen, it's such a complicated thing because SARS is arguing that the whole sort of integrity of the tax system rests on the confidentiality and that people know that the information they submit to SARS will be kept confidential. They're trying to argue that that allowing this digression from that would be damaging to their own ability to collect tax income going forward. On the other hand, Judge Davis, very clear in his ruling to say sometimes it's in the public interest to go away, to move away from that confidentiality norm. And so it's now going, I don't think anybody will be surprised that it's now going to be fought out at the Constitutional Court. The big question, though, is how much longer that delays the whole process.
Well, I mean, I think this is a pivotal case, not least of all because we saw that battle between public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane and SARS Commissioner Edward Kizveta, which SARS ultimately won over Zuma's tax records, where, you know, the issue there was whether she could utilize her powers under the Public Protector Act to subpoena tax records, the Constitutional Court ultimately finding no, that, you know, while there were mechanisms within the law for the disclosure of tax records, for instance, via a High Court application, that it was not within the powers of the Public Protector to simply subpoena those tax records. And obviously, as a consequence, there is a massive political dimension over this matter as to who's entitled to such tax records and under what circumstances. But as you very rightly point out, Kizveta making it clear that SARS regards this kind of ruling as potentially massively problematic for it and its ability to collect tax revenue, because he contends that, you know, this could be potentially fatal to SARS's ability to get taxpayers to openly disclose their financial affairs if they know that such disclosure could potentially be pired using that legislation.
The pact with our taxpayers could potentially be broken, is the sort of the summary. Karen, as a matter of interest, is Jacob Zuma himself sort of at any point in this current process objecting, appealing, or is he sitting back and letting SARS do it on his behalf effectively?
Well, I did speak to Advocate Dali Mpofu today, and Jacob Zuma had initially chosen to abide by the court's decision, but Advocate Mpofu suggesting that he may well seek to intervene in the Constitutional Court application. You know, in the public protector matter, he had actually stated, you know, tweeted that he didn't mind his records being accessed by her, subsequently confirming that in an affidavit. However, it seems that he may take a different stance in this matter. We'll have to see if he does indeed file an application to intervene in the case.
One last question. In terms of the sort of the timeline going forward, is there any urgency to SARS's? I know they filed their papers yesterday, signaling their intention to appeal that order. How swiftly do you think the thing will move along?
Well, I mean, the effect of them filing that leave to appeal is, of course, that, you know, this order that they hand over the tax records is in abeyance. So they're not going to risk being held in contempt of court for not handing the records over. It's really now an issue of the Constitutional Court coming back and saying this is when they'll hear the case. Because it's a confirmation issue, because the judge in the High Court made an issue finding that this, you know, the TAA and PIA were not constitutional, the court has to deal with it. It really is just a matter of when does it choose to do so. And the urgency from SARS's point of view, because the appeal has been lodged, has been very much taken off the table.
Karen Maughan, thank you so much for that summation. Expert legal journalist talking to us today. So the deadline effectively falling away in light of that appeal or intention to appeal being lodged by SARS overnight.